He may be the only person ever to have won football's Heisman Trophy and then become a qualified yoga instructor. Ricky Williams was going to become one of the greatest running backs of all time. Then 3 years ago, right before the Miami Dolphins training camp, he shocked everyone by quitting. He spent the next few years traveling to Australia and India. He openly smoked marijuana. Often. He studied holistic medicine at the California College of Ayurveda while the football gods were shaking their heads. 3 years passed, plenty of league suspensions and failed drug tests later. Ricky Williams was reinstated by the NFL this week, and he wants to play again for the Dolphins. We're joined now by Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. Greg, welcome to Day to Day. And let me just play this clip of Ricky Williams explaining himself. Here he is being interviewed for the NFL Network.
People that didn't understand, they would say, you know, he threw it all away just for some drugs, you know, pothead. There'd be some kind of joke about marijuana, and they would laugh, and then they'd go about their day. And people that understand, they would say, you know, they would say, I really can understand what he did. And so I think people either are disgusted or they can find some kind of inspiration from my story.
Greg Cody, Miami Herald, you've interviewed him. He doesn't sound like a football player.
No, he really doesn't, and that's what's refreshing about him. In the context of the NFL, when you think of the phrase free spirit, you have to think of Ricky Williams first, because he's just like no other athlete I've ever met in any sport. He's a man who has a lot going on in his life and sometimes manages to fit football in, and that's what people in football sort of can't fathom, is the idea that this guy is not as passionate about their beloved sport as they want him to be. He's got immense talent, but mentally he's just somebody who's sort of on his own plane, in his own orbit. And, you know, he's wildly popular down here. People love Ricky Williams. I took a poll in my blog, and about 80% of fans want the Dolphins to reactivate him and bring him back into the family.
Here's the situation there. The Miami Dolphins, they're 0-9 this year. They're the worst team in football. They have a very straight-laced coach, as you describe him, Cam Cameron. And now, here he is faced with, should I bring back Ricky Williams or not?
If the Dolphins were having a good season, there's no question that they would turn their back on Ricky Williams right now. They would not be interested in him. They would say that he's a chemistry problem, that he's going to disrupt what they've got going on. But you know, at 0-9, people do strange things. They get very desperate. They start rookie quarterbacks who have no experience, and they sometimes re-sign players who are best known for having smoked dope and been flighty and unreliable. So I think that's where the Dolphins are right now.
Well, that's where the Dolphins are now. They've got this quarterback who's never played professionally before. His name is John Beck. And they've got Ricky Williams, who they may reactivate. And you say, this is the good news.
Probably the best day, the best week of the season for the Dolphins, because for the first time, I think fans have a little bit of hope.
Have you talked to Ricky Williams this week? Do you know, does he really want to play football again?
I have not talked to him this week. His agent says that he's very motivated, that he wants to play. You know, he's 30 years old, which is, particularly for a running back, you know, he's getting up there, believe it or not. So I think he's probably only got two or three productive NFL years left anyway. And with Ricky, you're never quite sure how long that enthusiasm is going to last. He's very mercurial. He's very unpredictable. He's his own man. And that's what scares the NFL about Ricky.
But it kind of thrills you about him.
I'm not sure if I would like him as much if I were a head football coach who couldn't quite rely on him. But from a journalist standpoint, from somebody who's just sitting next to a guy talking to him, he's a very engaging fellow.
Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. Greg, thank you.
Thank you. Anytime.